As we welcome Ryan Irvin, Executive Director of the Lighthouse. Ryan?
Good morning, Lori.
And you've brought with you Andalyn Fitzgerald, your President of the Board. Good morning, Andalyn.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
First of all, let's start by telling us, what is the Lighthouse?
The Lighthouse is the local domestic violence and sexual assault agency that serves Baldwin County, Monroe County, Conecuh County, and Escambia County.
I didn't realize the services expanded that far.
They do.
Now, is the Lighthouse an actual home where abused women can go for a safe haven?
Individuals that are fleeing domestic violence can seek shelter at the Lighthouse, yes.
Okay.
Along with their dependent children.
Right. And, Andalyn, you have a mission statement I think you want to read for us, right?
Sure. Yes, okay. Please. The mission of the Lighthouse is the elimination of family violence and sexual assault through education, intervention services, and collaboration with the community.
Years ago, when I interviewed the Baldwin County Child Advocacy mm-hmm. Center people, the Care House, mm-hmm. I was shocked to learn that they treat about 300 children that are victims of domestic violence or sexual violence of some sort.
Yes.
I'm afraid to ask what the figures you have as far as how many women that you serve a year and how prevalent is domestic violence in our area.
Well, if we look at the scope of our services, we make about between 1,400 and 1,500 contacts a year. Some of those are duplicated, absolutely. And we serve about 125 in the shelter facility.
Okay. And it's an undisclosed location.
Absolutely.
For privacy and safety. And you have a big event coming up this week. It is Thursday night, called the Sunset Supper, your 23rd annual. Tell us about that.
So we're really excited about Thursday night. It's going to be at the Spanish Fork Community Center, which is on Highway 31, just north of Rouse's. And we're going to have both a live and silent auction. Berglund Catering will be providing delicious food, and Carl Langley and Amanda Donald will be providing the wonderful entertainment. It's really a beautiful facility, lots of space. I want to tell you a little bit about some of our items that are for auction. Of course, we have a lot of restaurant certificates. Local retailers have been very generous, giving us gifts of clothes and jewelry and things like that. Some of our bigger items, we have some beach vacations. We have a snazzy two-person kayak that's really awesome. And one I'm really excited about and hope that will draw some interest is that we have a local boy gone big named Jordy Searcy, and he is I think he may even be an international recording artist, but he's really feel-good vibes. Everybody loves Jordy from here, and he's offering an acoustic concert as one of the items we can bid on. So I'm hoping that maybe a group of friends will get together and want to have a party that's extra special and have Jordy as their musical entertainment.
Private house party.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That sounds great. So tickets are available at Eventbrite, is that correct?
Correct.
And can you also get them at the door?
You can get them at the door. We'd really prefer people to order mm-hmm. them through Eventbrite so we can have a head count for the caterer. But yes, absolutely can order at the door. And we have a Facebook event. If you type in Facebook search engine, 23rd Annual Sunset Supper, you will find the event, and that's got a link to the Eventbrite site as well.
And tickets are $65, includes dinner and you drink tickets you can buy separately.
Right. The $65 does not cover drinks, but there will be beer and wine tickets for purchase.
Okay. And tell us, Ryan, why is this a fundraiser such as this so important to the Lighthouse?
It's important because it helps us supplement the grant funds that we receive. In addition, it also helps us match the funds that we receive. It also helps us demonstrate to our funders that there is support for what we do in this community.
So one of my questions was, how is the Lighthouse funded? So grants and donations?
We receive maybe about 75% of the funds that we receive come from grants, and the other 25 come from the community. So it is very important that the community supports us. We can't do what we do without mm-hmm. the support of this community. Absolutely.
So there's no government entity over you or in control that provides funding?
Only by way of our funding. We get funding through the state of Alabama. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs
okay.
is a flow through from the government
okay.
of certain funds. So, yes.
Okay. Tell us about a day in the life at the Lighthouse.
Well, if we're referring to the shelter facility, that is, again, a safe place. So individuals come into that facility and they become acclimated to the facility. We focus primarily on safety and plans to maintain that safety, including referrals to community resources as well as sometimes protection orders. On the other side of that is our court advocacy work. We have 13 courts in this county, and we are present in all of those counties. So we're providing information and referrals to victims at every access point. So all access usually is through our crisis line except for court. And so that's a blind go, if you will. We're meeting victims where they are when they enter into the courtrooms.
Okay. What advice do you give someone who is a victim of domestic violence? I mean, do you recommend they call the Lighthouse, or what are some things that they should be looking out for and doing?
Well, yes, I do recommend that they call the Lighthouse because that's why we're here. In addition to that, I advise any victim of domestic violence to have a safety plan, and usually to have that safety plan before there's a crisis. And so making copies of important documents, making copies of keys to the home or to the vehicle, having copies of driver's license, birth certificates, marriage certificates, tax documents are all important when you are considering fleeing a domestic violence situation, because you may not get access to that afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what type of services on a day-to-day basis? You just provide a home away from home for usually the woman and the children?
Yes, but we do provide services to male victims of domestic violence. Our services include a 24-hour crisis line for both victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. We provide court advocacy, children's services, support group, crisis intervention, transitional housing, and case management services, community education, and prevention.
Goodness. What is that crisis line? The number.
The crisis line number for domestic violence is 251-947-6008. And the crisis line number for sexual assault is 251-947-4393.
So you deal with both?
We deal with both. We're what you consider a dual agency in the state. We provide okay. both domestic violence and sexual assault services.
The domestic violence number, again, 947-6008?
Yes.
And then the sexual assault, 947-4393?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I add that we have a website that also has that information?
Really?
And
okay.
it's called thelighthouseabeacon.org.
Let's just see what happens when we Google the Lighthouse. Should we put in Baldwin County?
I think
Lighthouse should. Condominiums, Lighthouse Movie, Lighthouse Shelter.
If you put up
shelter.
Lighthouse, a beacon, it should come up.
A beacon? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. There it is. Baldwin Family Violence Shelter.
Yes.
The Lighthouse.
Yes. We've been serving this community for 29 years.
I see that. Founded in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's scary that 94 was almost 30 years ago. What else would you like us to know?
Can I add
about
one?
The Lighthouse? Anything you want. Yes.
Well, I wanted to mention also about the fundraiser, and Ryan spoke to this. It's just bringing awareness to the community is a really big part of it. Obviously, raising funds is the primary reason we do it, but we want people to know who we are, and we want them to come and have a good time. And another really special part of our evening is that we have a former client from the Lighthouse who's going to speak and share her story. And last year, it was really the highlight of the night. It's very touching, very beautiful, and it really brings meaning to what we're doing. And also, one of our board members shares her story, and she's a songwriter, and she'll sing her song and tell a little bit of her story. So that's the primary focus of what we do that night and mm-hmm. what draws people. And they were all very touched and moved and really enjoyed that. So, you know, everybody knows somebody that is affected by domestic violence or sexual assault. I mean, those numbers are also disappointing and staggering. And so the number we serve don't begin to address the numbers that are out there. So the more awareness we have, the more we can reach those people who may not know who to call, where to go, how to make a safety plan. Mm-hmm. We just want to be a resource to as many people as we can. And I think that the fundraiser does help bring awareness and lets people know who they can call. And so that's a really important part of what we're doing.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So if folks want to look it up online, like you said, type in the Lighthouse and then put a beacon to make sure you're getting Baldwin County so that that will show up. You may also be able to type in Baldwin Family Violence and it popped up that way. You have a website, the phone number to just to contact you, not to report violence or assault, mm-hmm. but say someone wants to call you and make a donation or see how they can volunteer. I don't know. Do you use volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
We use volunteers for our sexual assault program. We respond to the hospitals when there are rapes.
Mm-hmm.
So our volunteers maintain that calendar and do that response work. So if anyone is interested in volunteering, they can call us at 251-947-6197. That's the number to our administrative office.
947-6197.
And there's also, you can also, that will give you a menu of choices so you can reach those other two mm-hmm. sexual assault crisis and domestic violence crisis okay. through that number. So,
if someone were to call 911, do they refer them to you? Or I suppose they take care of it first and then refer?
They would take care of it first and then refer, yes.
Okay. What else would y'all like to mention that I have not thought to ask?
Well, there's one more thing that I'm really excited about and proud of. I talk about it a lot, and that is that we have youth task forces at Foley, Fairhope, Robertsdale, and I feel like I'm missing somebody. Foley,
Daphne.
Fairhope, Robertsdale, and Daphne. And that's a group of students who choose to join like any other club they join, and they do a lot of awareness and prevention in the school about safe dating and warning signs of domestic violence. And, you know, obviously if you can get to children who are younger to plant the seeds of awareness and let them know what it looks like and let them know what a healthy relationship looks like, so that if they experience something like that's going on in their home, or they have a friend who's telling them things that give them cause for concern, they'll know who to call and they'll know what to do and how to advise them. So I love that program.
That's
and I think it's
great
really
idea.
Awesome.
It is. We've had a youth task force since 1998.
Wow.
So yes.
And I'm proud of those young people that want to contribute and do that, because mm-hmm. especially if a child may have been raised in that type of environment, or they think that's how it's supposed to be. They mm-hmm. don't know mm-hmm. that they could be treated better, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Break the cycle.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Very nice. What else would you like
I would
us
like
to
say that we have a wonderful team of advocates at the Lighthouse. They're there, they're trained, and they're prepared to provide crisis intervention 24 hours a day. That's an amazing team of people, and we're glad to be part of that team.
So you literally have people that have to be on call.
On call and present mm-hmm. 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. That our facility is manned 24 hours a day, and we don't close unless we're mandated to.
It's more of a mission than a job, I'm guessing, right?
It absolutely
yeah.
is a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wonderful. Ladies, anything else that you want to mention that I have not thought to ask? Just want to invite folks out. For
yes.
those joining us late, a quick summary of this week's event. It's Thursday night this week, November 9th.
Yes, it's a Sunset Supper, 23rd annual at the Spanish Fort Community Center from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The tickets are $65, and you can buy supplementary drink tickets for beer and wine. We're going to have entertainment, a delicious dinner, and live and silent auction. So it's going to, and we have a wonderful live auctioneer who's very entertaining in and of himself. So it's going to be a really wonderful night, and we'd love to have people join us. So
sounds wonderful. Go to Eventbrite to purchase those tickets, and you can find the information on the WABF Radio Facebook page. And under Eventbrite, the tickets, you said again, are, let's see, eventbrite.com, The Lighthouse, and right. Then you'll find it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, we really appreciate you
Thank
having
you,
us.
Ryan.
Absolutely. Andalyn Fitzgerald, President of the Board, and Ryan Irvin, Executive Director of The Lighthouse.
Thank you,
ladies.
Thanks, Lori.
If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you'll be able to listen to it later. It will be posted at WABF1480.com.